Hi, it's Germination editor Mark Zinkowitz, and today I'm trying something a little different. You might be familiar with our Giant Views column, where we give influential people in the seed industry a chance to give their opinion on an issue that's important to them. We've never done it in podcast form, though, so today I'm going to give it a whirl, and we hope you like it, and we welcome any and all feedback you have. Just find us on Facebook or Twitter and send us a message. Chris Churko is general manager of Alliance Seed, a prairie-based seed company dedicated to providing leading-edge cereal seed varieties. Prior to joining Alliance, Chris spent the last several years at Viterra and CPS Canada as a product manager. I sat down with him recently for our Giant Views column, which will be in print in our July issue. I told him he could discuss anything he wanted to, something he was frustrated about, or mad about, or concerned about, or a seed-related topic he was just plain interested in. The night before our interview, he says he didn't know what he wanted to discuss until he picked up his 14-year-old daughter Allie from dance class. He said she'd gotten into a heated discussion with someone about GMOs, and that's when he knew what he wanted to talk with me about. Public perception of new technology and the agriculture industry.
We seem to spend an awful lot of time on the defensive on some of these. You know, and it goes right back to, you know, last year with certain restaurants in Canada and the certifying humane standards for beef, you know, which were standards that were really just kind of written by an individual person that sounded good. But you know, the fear that I start to see is we are really kind of diverging from, you know, sound scientific production practices. To some, in some cases, it's all about the fear that exists in public eye.
For Chris Churko, technology holds a lot of promise. He's especially excited about new gene editing tools like CRISPR, and he says it concerns him a lot that the public just doesn't seem to be getting it.
You know, and we're sitting at a point here where we have potentially, you know, a cost-effective tool to create radical change in terms of production potential, as well as controlling diseases, things like that. And I have to stop and wonder what the public perception would be of something that, while scientifically makes absolute sense and is very safe, but we've shown ourselves with GMO in the past that if we don't communicate well, people will fear what they don't understand. And so it's starting to become, you know, when I look literally over the last 2 weeks and I see, you know, probably no less than half a dozen of those issues pop up where public perception, you know, goes beyond just the production of agriculture. It goes into greenhouse gas emissions and energy use sustainability, those sorts of things. Is this a, you know, are we doing ourselves a disservice in Canada by not being more proactive on this front?
Chris was instrumental in the growth and development of the Viterra cereal seed portfolio, and he contributed to the growth of the entire seed business. Within Alliance, he's responsible for executing the strategic plan and growing the company's sales. In other words, he knows seed, and he knows good technology when he sees it. But he also understands that the general public doesn't see things the way he does. And that's a major gap that he says needs to be bridged.
The public perception trumps science. And one of the things we, you know, one of the mistakes I think that the science side of what we do, we don't have the best bedside manner. You know, it comes right from where we started to call things Trojan horses and Terminators and, you know, all these somewhat negative connotations to things. How do you get to that point where, I guess the bigger issue for me is having a solid single voice.
The Seed Synergy collaboration project is exciting for him. The project involves all six of the industry's major organizations coming together to chart a path forward for the future. You've probably read about it in Germination magazine.
And maybe that is our opportunity. You know, literally what we're taking six groups that represent seed and trying to find out what the next model for seed in Canada needs to be. I'm cautiously optimistic that we don't miss the boat.
He says the solution is for the industry to do a better job of spreading the message about important new technology, but spreading that message the right way. And part of that is making sure the next generation gets it. And that next generation is made up of people like his daughter Allie, who he says can do that better than anybody. So I called her to get her take on how she does that. As a 14-year-old, she has a lot of friends, and a lot of them tend to be misinformed about agriculture and new breeding technologies and GMOs, but she's learning how to talk to them about it.
Well, I used to hate it when my father forced the topic agriculture on me, and it was only like until recently that the ideas of breeding technologies and organic versus non-organic stuff like that actually appealed to me. So I started asking my father questions and doing my own research when I could, and at school, whenever the opportunity would present itself, I would use like GMOs or anything agriculture-related in my project. And then recently, I only realized that in order for crop production to remain healthy and meet all the needs that it was presented with, breeding technologies were needed. And throughout my research, I also noticed that the public isn't as educated about specific topics like GMOs as maybe they should be. And I think people need to be shown from a social aspect and a scientific aspect that science has shown that there are currently no harm from breeding technologies like GMOs. And on a social aspect that breeders aren't just using technologies to make them more money. They're using them so that the consumers get the best possible food they can have, and that's the healthiest. When I talk to people my own age, I notice that their parents are usually the let's go organic, let's have no GMO products kind of thing. So when I try and talk to them about it, well, my mom said it's not that, so it must be wrong. I've seen some older people, like from 40s and up, that were also kind of not so proud of the GMO technologies and stuff like that. Whereas I just try to get my point across whenever I can.
Chris Cherko doesn't know what the future holds in terms of public perception of agriculture, but he says he's going to continue to work hard to help influence the public's opinions.
You know, everything we do in terms of a regulatory side should be based on sound science and trust in science. And again, it's what you don't know scares you.